This is Twit.
Apple held its event this week, and we were excited to see the introduction of an Apple Watch and an iPad Air, a new version of the iPad Air, as well as some other, you know, changes and things like that. But what we didn't see was the introduction of a new iPhone. And typically what happens is that Apple announces the new iPhone in September. And with that announcement comes the release of the operating system for the iPhone that the company showed off at its WWDC conference over the summer. So, given the fact that Apple didn't announce a phone at this event, and going into it, you know, we kind of were aware of that, there was the thought that maybe iOS 14, the new version of iOS, wasn't going to ship until the new phones arrived. But at the event, Apple said, by the way, iOS 14 drops tomorrow, meaning the day after that event was held. And folks, that meant that people, in particular developers, were scrambling to get their apps ready for day one on the App Store. I am excited to be joined by indie developer James Thompson of PCalc fame, Dice fame, and of course the PCalc About Screen, which has fun games and bananas in it. Hello and welcome to the show, James Thompson.
Hi, Micah. It's been a pretty quiet 48 hours. I'd say nothing really has happened in the developer community. Certainly no drama.
I see the everything's fine. Is that what it's fine? Everything's fine, dog, behind you. Is that how you were feeling?
Yes, that dog has been a constant companion for most of this year, in fact.
So let's talk about the introduction of iOS 14. I'm curious, you know, this was something that externally, as someone who is not a developer, as just someone who covers this, I thought, oh, wow, iOS 14 is coming tomorrow. Can you describe, I'm curious, kind of what did you expect? Were you expecting that iOS 14 would be dropping the next day? Did you think it was going to come with the iPhone? Did you think it was going to come at some other time? Kind of let us all stand in your shoes for a moment, be it house shoes or actual shoes, whatever it happens to be. Tell us about your experience kind of leading up to the event and the rumors, and then what happened the moment that they said, hey, iOS 14 is coming the next day.
So we had like pretty good knowledge that the iPhone wasn't going to be at this event. And so the thought was, well, it's likely if they're doing iPads, the iPads are going to have to ship with something. They're probably going to ship with some form of iOS 14. So it's not inconceivable that we will get an iOS 14, what they call a GM seed, which is like it is the final version. But we usually, what happens is we get it a week ahead of time. And also on the same day, we get the Xcode that's required for building the final versions of our apps, because we can't submit them without that. And so my bet was, okay, I think Tuesday is going to be my deadline. So I'm going to make sure that my apps are in a reasonable state at the weekend. I'm going to take some time off and I'll be okay. And I was expecting we would get the SDKs and we would get Xcode. But what I was not expecting was for Tim to say, and it's shipping tomorrow. Because, I mean, if you look at my Twitter, and I don't recommend that you put it on the screen at the moment, but my most popular tweet of the entire night, because developers tend to sort of live tweet these things, was a single expletive in all caps, because nobody was expecting that. They've never done that before. There are so many reasons why it's a bad idea, which we'll get to as we go along. But normally, like, just the because developers want to have their apps ready for day one, because, you know, if there's bugs that they need to deal with, or they've spent the summer like adopting new features like widgets or something, they want to get that on the store on the first day, typically because A, customers are looking for those kind of things, and B, press are looking for those kind of things. And also Apple there's a fair chance you might get a feature if you've adopted a lot of the new features of the OS. So to get on the store for day one, you need to go through App Review, obviously. And mm-hmm. App Review can take any time from like half an hour to weeks, depending on how busy things are and whether you get stuck somewhere. So the thought of having to get our apps, check that there's no problems with them, compile them with the new Xcode, you know, do some last minute testing, then submit them to Apple and then get them through App Review in time for the operating system dropping. That seemed mathematically impossible to me.
Yeah. And you've got a, you make a calculator, so you would know.
Well, apparently not, because I did actually manage to get all my stuff onto the store for day one. But not without issues, because, I mean, you know, I am a conscientious developer. I don't like rushing things, but mm-hmm. rushing things is what everybody had to do, because everybody had a plan, which usually involved, we've probably got a week, and we had less than 24 hours. So everybody just took what they had, put it into Xcode, sent it to Apple, right, go for it. And, you know, within some time, somebody found a problem with pCalc, that it was in some circumstances taking like an extra second or 2 seconds to launch. And it's like, well, that's, I don't know why that's happening. And I spent the morning debugging that problem. But if I'd had a week to look at that, I would probably have found that problem before it went out to customers. And I anecdotally, I've seen a lot of third-party developers shipping, you know, like 0.01 releases of their software today, or trying to get them into the store today, because they missed some small or annoying bug. And even Apple, there's bugs now coming out for the GM uh-huh. build, which might well have been found if it had been in the hands of developers for a while.
I want to stop you, because I want to ask. So one of the, and you touched on this, but I really want to drive home this point, because with Tech News Weekly, we have of course techie listeners, but we also have people that are kind of just looking at the tech news and kind of want what's going on midweek before the big Twitch show on Sundays. And so I really want to drive home the point that you made earlier, and that is the question. You know, some people might be going, okay, so Apple says iOS 14 is launching. Why do you need to be in the store right away? What is the benefit to the developer to have their app available and ready to roll on day one of the App Store? And of course, you know, I know the answer to this, but we're kind of playing what is a devil's advocate here. If someone were to ask that, what is the benefit there to actually getting your app ready to roll on day one for folks?
So when the App Store launched, there were 400 apps on it. And we happened to be there on day one. And that was really good for us, because, you know, we were the only calculator on the App Store. So that gives you a certain degree of visibility. And now there's, 2 million apps or something on the store. And visibility and getting yourself known to customers who you want to buy your app, which is kind of why this business, that the easiest way to do that is to be there. Mm-hmm. If you're not on the store, like, people will download the OS, the new OS, and they'll go, oh, I hear there's widgets in it. You know, let's find what are the best apps that have widgets in them. And, you know, you can go to a number of, you know, reputable news websites, which will, you know, list a bunch of apps and say, you know, here's some cool ones we found. Or Apple might have a feature up on the store saying, you know, 10 great apps with widgets in them or something.
Right.
And, you know, that is the moment where people are going to find your app the easiest, because they're actively looking and they're looking for things that have these features. Now, you could wait a week, but a week later, that kind of buzz has died down. So, I mean, I think that's the main driving one. It is just that visibility to everybody, and you know, and you're hoping that App Store editorial might notice your app and mm-hmm. things like that. And Yeah, I mean, there are arguments for not rushing or not. I mean, normally we don't rush. You know, there's a bit of a push to get stuff out, but normally you have slightly more than 24 hours. but we want to be there. But some people will say, you know, I will wait and I will take my time, or, you know, it should be pointed out that this is 2020 and the summer of, you know, all our lives has been right. wildly different than we were expecting. I mean, that for Apple as well, for all the employees there. But, you know, I've been working on stuff and I didn't get as much done as I wanted this summer. But I thought, I'm in a place that I can draw a line and I can say, right, here's what you get for day one. And I will keep working on stuff, I promise.
Awesome.
But some people, like, you know, Marco and Overcast, he was like, yeah, I'm not ready. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to take my time. And I think that's an equally valid approach to things. But yeah, it was just something all of a bit of a shock. And it, I mean, it's not really stopped because like about minutes before we went on the air, Apple dropped an Xcode 12.2 beta and we had Xcode 12. So Xcode 12.1, who knows? And this has this has SDKs in it for iOS 14.2. So it's interesting.
We are just about out of time, James, but I did want to get before we let you go, your just quick thoughts on the event itself, particularly from a developer standpoint. You've got the new iPad Air that you can really compete with the Pro, and the new Apple Watch Series 6 that offers some new health sensors and things like that. Are we going to see, I mean, I would imagine that we are, is pCalc going to do blood oxygen sensing, or are we going to get, you know, a faster calculator? What are we looking at? How are you feeling about these new updates ultimately?
I mean, like the pCalc is generally not the most performance sensitive thing. DICE is. I am interested very much by the iPad Airs because I think seeing the A14 chip, which is likely to be, you know, what's in the new iPhones and is probably what's going to be in the ARM-based Macs, is going to be very interesting to see what the performance is on them, because it's possible that the performance is higher than the iPad Pros. There are other trade-offs, you know, with storage space and RAM and other things like that. But, you know, I would love to get my hands on one of those and see what I could do with it. I will say that I think it was Tim said the thing about iOS 14 dropping the next day, just before the promo video went out for the iPads. And I don't remember anything that was in that promo video because I just blanked and I was like, what?
Send a tweet and then
I need to go back and rewatch a certain amount of that.